Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation for you we have tonight. Tonight, our prayers go out to the affected still in Manchester, England. But what needs to change to see an effective result? Things the mainstream media is not really talking about. Also, political correctness is going to be the end. It's going to be the end of us. You know, it's killed so many people. You know, and I think it went all the way. If you ever saw the movie Not for the Easily Offended by Carlos Mencia, you know, I hate that we send our soldiers to die in wars for freedoms we don't have, because you can't tell my jokes. You can't show this DVD without someone, oh, my Pinocchio hurts. Oh, no. And it's true. We can't say anything negative about anybody because you might offend somebody. We can't. Well, I see suspicious activity, but I can't say anything because he's a Muslim, and I'm sick. I'll get into that. Also, the left needs to move on from these meaningless protests. They've tried to organize protests for impeachment when there's nothing to impeach Trump on. You know, they ain't got nothing better to talk about, so I guess Trump is having a divorce and all kind of other bull crap that the White House wouldn't let fly if it was Obama. The CBO gave a score on Obamacare. No, it didn't. What did? A long time ago. And it was wonderful. It's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi responded to the new CBO score on the proposed Trump Care and what it does. And supposedly, they didn't read Obamacare, but, you know, because they had to pass it to find out what's in it. But, you know, Trump Care, they've studied that thing inside and out, upside down. They've meticulously gone over it, and they've studied it from every angle, and they can tell you everything about it. And I don't think so. The View bashes Trump, calling terrorists evil losers. I'll tell you what I think about that. 8 years of the Obama administration, not one budget proposal, not even a balance, nothing. Herman Cain said that, and oh, they're bashing Trump's budget because he's actually proposing a budget. And, of course, it's discriminatory. A California mom, yes, a California, she was a Florida mom, Judy O'Connor, who moved to California, Southern California, to help her son, who was paralyzed in a tragic fall in 2010, finished college. What the university did for her? I'd send my kid there in a heartbeat for what they did for her. And wow. Oh, it's funny how the Venezuelan socialist leader is blaming America for their problems. Huh. I'm going to get into that. And how did Manchester United fare in the UEFA Champions League final and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of, folks. Numbers. 6:24-26. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Think about that as you're going through your evening today, and welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you really do. I hope you take this actively and say, okay, what can I do? Make my wife breakfast. That's what you can do. Tomorrow, that is. Unless you're on the other side of the world and it's morning for you and you're going to work at 9 o'clock in the morning. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all those still and affected by Manchester, England. But PC is going to be the death of all of us. Because you can't say anything about anyone. And I've said this before on a program. And it's coming back to haunt me because it's starting to be true. Take anything. Take any word, and I can guarantee you I can find some way to tell you I'm offended by it. I mean, seriously, we cannot. There was a lady in Manchester, England, who was saying that there was suspicious activity with someone who was a Muslim, and, you know, you can't signal someone out. You can't, you know, you just can't. She's Muslim. You know, if it was a white person, you wouldn't say there was suspicious activity. The heck I wouldn't. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, Jewish. It doesn't matter. If someone sees suspicious activity, you need to do something about it. Period. Oh, well, we can't signal because she's being signaled out because she's Muslim. And, you know, and we can't have that because that's not PC and that's wrong that you're going to. Bull crap. When are we going to get this? We can't offend a Muslim. Bull crap. Until I see massive amounts of Muslims saying, okay, they're planning an attack. Okay, give me a gun. I'll go over there and I'll fight to take down ISIS. Until you see that happening, sorry, folks. Remember, what was it, like 9% of the Germans that were bad? In Germany, and guess what? You know, those 9% Nazi Germans did a heck of a lot of damage. Imagine what would have happened back in the World War II. Oh, just because you're a German doesn't mean you're a Nazi, so we got to be nice to all Germans because you might offend a German that's not really a Nazi, and they might be offended. Bull crap. I want to see you go up to the people that have legs blown off and the parents who lost children and tell them that, oh, well, we didn't go up to that suspicious activity. We didn't talk to that Muslim where we believe there was suspicious activity because we didn't want to offend them. You know what police do in America? Okay, we have we're actually serving a warrant on a suspected drug house. We're going to be doing this raid here. We're going to search the warrant. Sometimes they find drugs. Sometimes they find some fake pharmaceuticals that are deadly, but sometimes they don't find anything. It's the game you got to play, folks. Sorry if you offend her, and maybe she wasn't doing anything wrong. And you say, sorry, ma'am. What if you go up to her and you question her and she is going to do something and you stop it? We can't offend because not every Muslims. I believe a lot of Muslims are, I believe 99% of them have the radical belief in their head. They just don't, they won't tell you, you know, because 99% of them. Basically, all Muslims don't support gays. You know, 99% of Muslims, I guarantee you, are not going to say, oh, you voted for Hillary? Oh, we won't kill you. Wrong. So like that South Park episode where they go, how come I didn't get to heaven? I was the Protestant. I was a Catholic. I thought I went to heaven. You know who gets into heaven? The Mormons get into heaven. The Mormons are the right religion. You know, you people act like, well, since I voted for Hillary Clinton, I'm safe from these. I love Muslims. They're wonderful. They're not going to kill me. They're not going to chop my head off. I'm gay, but I love Muslims. Well, then go over to their country and let them know you're gay. Let me tell you, you'll be locked in a cage and the cage will be thrown in the lake of water and you'll drown. It's called reality, folks. You need to question everybody. I've been stopped at a Paris airport. And I got patted down and turned out my shoes have metal, my Dance Girl clogs have metal staples in them, and it was setting off the metal detectors. And when they realized that was the issue, and I cooperated with them, they let me go. But hey, they don't know me from Adam's apple. So I guess I need to wear like Muslim garb and then I can rob banks and no one's going to do anything to me we thought you might be robbing a bank, but we didn't want to offend you and come up to you. We don't want to hurt feelings. I guess feelings are more important than the lives of dead people. Well, he came up to me and he thought I was a Muslim and he thought I was doing something suspicious and he thought it might be bombing and they questioned me and then after they, so what? I've been at an airport and I set metal detectors off and they pat me down and everything. I've had my Z-coil footwear and they went through a special scanner and they took them back and put them in a thing that can detect like explosive. If you need to take them apart, I don't care. They're Z-coil footwear. I'm like, if you got time, I can show you the video on them. That's their job. And I could say something, but, you know, because, you know, I can't tell Carlos Mencia's jokes because I don't want to offend anybody. But, you know, if you really want to be safe in an airport, you need to be looking for the guy in a box. All I'm going to say, just smell them and sniff them out. Yep. I would eat a piece of bacon if it meant getting into this country. I'd throw it up, because Muslim would do the same thing. But it's ridiculous. But then they've got nothing on Trump. So, you know, I mean, like Russia, they keep pushing. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. Instead of Russia, Russia, Russia. I mean, that's where we're at, folks. I mean, I deem ISIS a bigger threat right now. But then who knows, because Clinton did sell, you know, half of our uranium to Russia, you know. So all you people that think that Russia's the enemy, you weren't going complaining when Hillary Clinton was selling half our uranium to Russia. And you weren't complaining when Barack Obama was like, yeah, it's my last election, but after this, man, I'll have more, you know, leverage. I'll be able to do more. Well, I'll make sure to tell Putin. They've actually been planning impeachment rallies, but they have nothing to impeach him on. I just wish, like I've said before, they would have treated Obama like they're doing Trump. I mean, maybe we should have been out there every day protesting. We couldn't. We actually had jobs. There's a difference. All these people protesting are these college know-it-all kids that have liberal professors that shove their opinion down their throat and they think they know everything. Man, I took this astronomy class with this professor. He was like totally socialist, man, and he taught me the truth about the government and what we really have to do. I mean, Venezuela is falling apart because of the U.S. government, you know. I mean, their socialist policies are great. It's just our capitalism that's really dumbing them down. And, you know, we need to do something about it, you know. We need to protest so that we can lose the freedoms that we already have. And pretty soon we won't be protesting. And if we are protesting, we're getting hit at by a water cannon on a tank. By a government police. That's where you're gonna. That's where it's gonna come to. Gotta love those protesters, you know. I'm protesting my freedom away. Cause I'm a protester. A Fourth Circuit court upheld the travel ban. I don't get this crap. I don't understand. Well, it's discriminatory, you know, this PC bull crap. Well, then why was it not discriminatory when Obama passed it, or when Bush passed one, or when Reagan passed it, or Clinton? They've all passed travel bans and restrictions. I knew people. I'm from Indiana, and I knew Shannon Hoon. If you ever heard of Blind Melon, you know, I knew him. And we had, there were people that couldn't make it to the vigil for Shannon Hoon because they had a hard time getting visas to the United States after 9/11 because they put in a travel ban. Well, how can that be? That's not PC. Protecting Americans and keeping them safe. You know, the Muslim community is the only community where a very large sect of their people believe that the only way God will come back is if we have mass chaos and we kill lots of people. And it's like the ultimate glory, the greatest thing you can do to glorify God would be to kill yourself and in the process kill a ton of people to try to bring God down here. That makes no sense. Well, why don't you? How many Christians do you see killing in the name of God? Yeah, there have been some, but they're usually like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and they're not backing true Christianity. They're just weird people that are strung out there like, I'm killing, God wants me to kill, and that's few and far between. You're not having millions of people nationwide and worldwide that are wanting to kill in the name of God, aka Allah. I don't know how they can uphold this travel ban. Every other president's done it, but since it's Trump, it's just amazing how many things they blame Trump for that it's not even his fault. I mean, we have tons of stores closing their doors that had already filed for Chapter 13. Because a lot of people do their shopping online. I mean, like, so it's not his fault. Oh, look at all these stores closing. Oh, Trump's really making America great. If he's making America great, these stores wouldn't close. Well, Black Friday is huge. One of the biggest shopping days of the year. And the stores are not as busy as they used to be, but it's still huge because people are shopping online. There are places that, you know, we're having a whole month of deals, so you don't have to go on one day and have people stampede over each other and kill each other over a dang $200 TV. Like they said on K-Love the one time, because they were talking about like the, you know, what is it like, just one of those like Joseph A. Banks, buy one sport coat, get two free. Well, they still got to be making money. Well, how can they get away with that? Well, they're still making money. I guarantee you, you could probably get 5 sport coats and they still make money off you. You know, people on Black Friday jumping all over each other and killing each other to get that $200 TV, that probably cost them $25 to manufacture. But it's still a huge holiday because everyone's shopping online. The only thing I would never really want to buy online is an acoustic like guitar or produce. Because you want to actually hear it. And because some of those are particle board, like paper thin particle board, they put a veneer over it. And the veneer won't make a lick of difference on the sound of the guitar. It'll just make it look better or different. You know, they do blind checks where they take and they play like a guy will play like 6 acoustic guitars where all you hear is the guitar. And when you're done, you pick which one you like based on sound alone. You know, that's why that's one thing you'd want to buy in person. But other than that, 90% of the things people are buying are online. Because a lot of marketers are saying, why do I have to sell it to this company that sells it to Walmart to use? When I can just take my own product and sell it myself, put it on Amazon, I can sell it for way cheaper than someone could buy it at Walmart or one of these stores, and I can make more money. Why make a dollar per item when I can make $3 per item and you can buy it for less from me on an online store? It's a win-win for everybody. But the left does need to freaking move on about, you know, 90% of the stuff they bitch about with Trump, they weren't bitching when Obama was doing it. They weren't getting mad. No one was complaining about Obamacare. But stuff that's in Trump care was in Obamacare, and guess what? Oh. Because as Nancy Pelosi responded to the CBO's score, saying that the proposed Trump healthcare bill is a billionaire's tax cut disguised as a healthcare bill. Yeah. Okay, let me see here. So she just magically had the time to totally go through this thing with a fine-tooth comb. But when it came to Obamacare, it's amazing how people are bitching about Trump care, but when it came to Obamacare, no one was complaining. Yeah, we don't even know what's in it. We're just going to pass it and find out what's in there. Who knows? You know, I mean, sort of like that South Park episode where they go, you agreed to the terms and conditions? How can you agree to something you didn't even read? Butters, it's like 500 pages and you didn't read it? The human scent iPad where it said that they could be sewn together. But that's my point. Supposedly, they've scrutinized and read over this thing hundreds of times, this Trump care, and they know it's a billionaire's tax cut hidden as a health care bill. But with Obamacare, well, we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. We don't even know. We haven't read the thing. We don't care. We're just going to pass it anyways. But, I mean, you're going to praise us for passing this health care bill that we haven't read. We don't know what's in it. It might not have anything to do with health care. It might have something to do with mowing grasses, but who cares? You're going to praise us for passing this one. But when we actually have a health care bill that's being introduced, oh, it's evil. It's bad. What Trump care is going to do is anyone that's a billionaire or a millionaire, they're going to be excluded from paying any taxes. That's all it's in there. I mean, you know, excuse me if, and then they go off on these budget cuts. Well, Trump's budget, how dare, well, 8 years, Obama didn't have a budget ever, didn't propose anything. But hey, the problem we have is the government is in an entrapment situation. These programs are not designed to help you. Okay, they don't have government programs that help you get on your feet to where, okay, hey, we're going to hook you up with this government assistance program that's going to help you get on your feet. No, what it does is it helps you stay down. Yeah, well, okay, so you're telling me that you can only make this much money, and this is your rent, and this is the deal that you get through the state? Yeah, I'm going to get $525 of a special rate for my rent at places that use this program. As long as they comply to these different things, you know, they comply to Americans with Disabilities Act, they don't discriminate and whatever. As long as they comply to this, I pay $525 a month rent on this program as long as I make under this amount of money. Well, I hate to tell you this, but you should make way more than that to pay $525 in rent. I can't. I'll get in trouble. Well, yeah, it's called, you're going to be trapped because you're never going to make enough to really live comfortably to pay that rent and everything. You're going to make too much and they're going to penalize you. It's a trap. It's not going to help you get out. It's not going to do anything to help you to get you on your feet to gain your independence. Back in the day, food stamps used to be for bread, milk, egg, and cheese. Oh, well, we can't discriminate on just bread, milk, eggs. And what if she can't have eggs? What if she can't have milk? Then she's only got three. So then they have to allow almost anything. And then there's people that take, well, this is what we're going to do. Okay, we get 15 cents for a can, for every can of Coke in California. So we're going to take our food stamps, buy a whole bunch of cans of Coke. Then we're going to take those cans, dump out the soda, take the cans, cash them in, and get the money. Then we can go buy our cigarettes or drugs or whatever with it. Or they'll buy whatever's legal with the stamps. And then what they do is they take that money and they'll try to sell it to someone. Because they've been cutting way back on those things because, oh, you're discriminating against those people, those struggling Americans. I'm sure there's a percentage that actually legitimately uses food stamps for what they're legitimately designed for, but a lot of people are buying tattoos, lobster tails, filet, stuff we don't even buy. The average American. My mom's known people that this person had a sign out, you know, we need help with this and that, and somebody bought them some stuff, you know, screw the money, we're going to get them some diapers and stuff to help them out, and they just want money. And I knew somebody one time, and she just stood there and said, don't give them anything. And this lady goes, excuse me, I said, well, I tried to give them, I bought diapers and stuff to help them out, all they want is money. Don't give them nothing. If they won't accept, if they're not grateful for what I was going to give them, they don't deserve anything. If you offer them, here's some food, here's some groceries, here's some, no, all they want is the money so they can sit there and go probably get their fix. Or you go up to them, tell me what you want and I'll buy it for you. I'm not giving you money. You tell me what you want and I'll buy it for you. Oh, this budget, it's going to cut all these programs that 90% of them don't even get hardly any other funding from the government anyway, so it's not going to matter. Meals on Wheels gets like 3% from the government. 97%, excuse me, comes from other sources. And why isn't someone saying, well, okay, I've not heard one person say, okay, well, guess what? Well, this budget of Trump is going to take 3%. It's going to take money away from Meals and Wheels. Where is anyone saying, well, you know what? How are we going to step up? How are we going to screw the government? F the government. How are we going to help fund Meals on Wheels? It'd be cool to say, hey, since Trump's going to do this, I've got a plan to fund Meals on Wheels 100% without government help. What a concept. if Trump is going to sit there and take funding away from certain programs, why isn't someone saying, well, how can we step up and have other organizations fill in? Because the left can't have that. See, the government provides jobs. The government provides everything. It's the government, you know. See, you're not born. The government produces you. No, we come from Jesus Christ and God. And we come from our moms and dads. The government doesn't produce jobs. Let me tell you, before there was even a government in this country, we had people building houses. We had stuff being made. Before we had all these taxes and income taxes, we still had government. We still had a road. We still had armies. We still had all these colleges and universities. We had all this. We had schools before there were taxes. There were times before the government was responsible for everything. There's still a hospital in Philadelphia that works. Benjamin Franklin went around and collected money to start. He didn't sit there and they wanted to have the government fund it. Well, they'd be still paying on that debt if the government was started and funded it. No. Government doesn't create jobs. We do. Gotta wake up, people. The government creates debt. I mean, it's getting so bad that even The View is bashing Trump. I don't know how anyone watches that show. Calling terrorists evil losers. Trump, I can't believe that he called terrorists evil losers. So I guess he miscalled them. So I guess terrorists aren't evil losers. So are you people in The View evil losers? Maybe you should blow yourself up so that you're not evil losers. I don't get it. I look at it like that because they're evil because they're killing. And since they kill themselves, usually they're a loser. I mean, don't they, you know, I mean, because I guess, you know, they have nothing to really go after Trump. You know, if this is a football game, folks, I think ISIS is up. Folks, welcome back to the UEFA Champions League final as ISIS is up on Russia 2-0. I'm waiting for Russia to really try to do something and attack us because they're the evil ones. They're the, you know, they're the one that Trump's in collusion with when, you know, who cares about Russia? ISIS is the one that's killing. Yeah, exactly. Now, I differ from my wife because I love Russia. So, if I, you know, Mother Russia. But guess what? What did Ronald Reagan do? Gorbachev tear down that wall. And he turned them around. He goes, hey, you want to play, you got to pay. You got to do things. That's the problem. I prefer Russia over ISIS if I have a choice. But it's not really a great choice. You know, they bashed Trump on this budget, like I've been saying, but where was Obama's proposed anything? Nothing. I don't know. I guess I'm one of the weird ones that think that, you know, Americans affect change. Americans do stuff. Americans create jobs. Americans. You know, John F. Kennedy didn't say, by the end of this century, the government will have someone on the moon. He said, we will have a man on the moon. He said, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I miss those words, because now it's, you can't do anything because the government does it all. The government creates jobs, the government does everything. Don't worry. You can't create wealth, the government does. They print it. I want to get into this because I'm a chef and this just really offends me. This is on my culinary school's Facebook page. And it's also been on like Fox News and The Blaze and all these. Not really, you know, there's a tiny white-owned burrito shop in Portland that suddenly shut down. And you want to know why? A pair of women on an impromptu trip to Mexico last year fell in love with meals punctuated by an amazing handmade freshly prepared tortillas. We used to have a place in our home in Lafayette, Indiana, that the guy worked at the country club and they made Mexican dishes because that was his, he was Mexican slash Spanish. And he would, they had like a tortilla thing and they would like roll the tortilla in a ball, the dough, and they put it in a press and they'd make them fresh at the table when you ordered certain dishes. It was incredible. They picked the brains of every tortilla lady in their broken Spanish and they showed them little bits and how they did stuff and different things. They wouldn't tell us much about technique, but we were peeking into the windows of every kitchen, totally fascinated by how easy it made it look. They made it look. We learned quickly it isn't quite that easy. You know? Well, they got turned down because they had people saying that they were basically white people getting rich off of brown people, and how dare they, these white cooks bragged about stealing recipes from Mexico to start a Portland business. It concluded with this observation: in less than 6 months, Wilgus and Conley have managed to build a business, and depending on how you look at it, their methods are either genius or the latest example of white folks profiting off of the labor of colored people. Because they stole recipes. Wow. I've been in the restaurant business 20 plus years, and every restaurant I've been in has had Mexicans, and we've cooked everything from Asian food to Japanese food to Italian food. So what are they stealing recipes? How dare they? Those white racist assholes that are taking Mexican recipes and starting a restaurant and profiting off of those brown Mexicans. How dare they? What is Taco Bell? Oh yeah, Taco Bell wasn't founded by Mexicans. It was founded by George and Regina Bell. I worked there. They were whiter than I am, and I'm white as a ghost. I mean, seriously, this PC stuff is going to kill us. Yeah, one accused Conley and Wilgus of being white girls using their whiteness to steal from brown people. I don't understand. What did they need to have? Hi, folks, our restaurant is being, all our dishes are being made under the supervision of Mexicans. Well, then why don't you just put in the Mexican restaurant in there where they're going to take 90% of their income and it's going to go right down to Mexico to help all their buddies down there.
If I was there, they wouldn't like me if I was there. I'd be going, excuse me?
Excuse me? I don't give a, so what? Oh, so now, what I really hate is when they say, oh, well, they just hire Mexican labor because it's cheaper. I love to know where people, because every place I've worked, I've had Mexicans coming in there wanting like $5 more than I'm making. And I'm one of the highest paid people in the place. And you're saying that, because we have a pork producing factory in the neighboring town where like they are a huge producer of ribs and bacon and pork products. And there's a lot of people who work there that say that, well, they hire them to keep the wages low. I'm like, okay, well, I said, everywhere I've gone, when I've seen Mexicans come in, they're demanding way more than we're making. Like if they start people out at $10 an hour, they want like 16. And if they don't get it, out they go. Got about 16 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And I'm a problem solver, and these things make no sense to me. I guess I'm one of those commonsensical things. Like, okay, I know when you take a match and you light gasoline, it's gonna explode. I know this. I know 2 + 2 = 4. But that don't make sense to me. That white people, they're taking, so what? If the food's great, I'd be the first one in there like, dang, you ain't got any Hispanic in you. Wow, that's incredible. It's hard to do that. Holy cow. I mean, if a guy came into Lafayette, Indiana that was white as a ghost or black, and he started to make sushi and was incredible, and he had a sushi knife, and he was making the nigiri sushi and rolling it up and doing, I'd be like, holy, I'd be like, wow, incredible. Not, so you're stealing from the Asian people. I see how it is. Maybe I can get a negroplasty that way. That way, if I get someone complains to me, I can say, oh, no, you're just racist. Yeah, you know, I didn't run a red light, officer. You're just racist. You're just trying to pull me over for something, anything. I didn't do it. And guess what, officer? If you pulled me over, that means you had to went to that light after I did. So if you said I ran a red light, what did you run? You think because you're a cop, you can do whatever you want? Talk to that doctor on South Park. I'll get a negroplasty. I'll be 6 foot tall. I won't be able to play basketball, though, because of what my knees are made of. But I don't get it. I guess I'm a problem solver. And I guess a lot of what I'm talking about today, I don't understand that. If someone out there gets it, good for them, because I sure the heck don't. But I want to get into this. A mother of a quadriplegic grad student was surprised with a very special thing. She left Florida to move to Southern California to help her son, who was paralyzed in a tragic fall in 2010. Marty O'Connor, he's 29 years old. He's quadriplegic, he's paralyzed, and his mom helped him out through college while he was attending physical therapy 5 times per week. He set a goal of completing graduate school and was awarded a $10,000 annual scholarship through the Swim with Mike organization. Once he enrolled in Chapman University, his teacher mother, Jody, moved from
Florida to Southern California to help him get through his classes. And when it was all said and done, they gave her an honorary diploma from the university for all she had done. I mean, that just got my heart when I read that article and what she did, you know, being there for him through the therapies and everything and helping him with his classes and all that stuff. That's just awesome. It really didn't go in to say, like, were the students rallying around him? Were they supportive? Were they there? Were they helping him out? You know, if the mom couldn't be there, were they helping him? But it just to see what she did, you know. But then moms will do almost anything for their family and their kids. You know? Kids. A lot of moms can't wait for the kid to come out, but then once he's out, she wishes they were still inside. Because they just, well, they, you know. This is just crazy. This is another one of these. And I'd be suing my homeowners association if that was the case, you know. Vet outraged after homeowners association limits when the American flag can be displayed, and it can only be displayed like 23 days out of the year, and it can't be in a flagpole. It has to be in like a stick on a, like if you have like two posts with like a roof over your porch, like a porch, it has to be like on a one of those flagpole things that you attach to the post. And just, and they make up these excuses like, well, the flags are an eyesore, okay? Well, if you allow an American flag to be flown, then you open up the floodgates, because then he's going to want to... No, you allow the American flag to be flown. If I could, if I had a homeowners association that didn't allow me to fly my American flag however I wanted to, 365 days a year, I'd be like, okay, well, I want to find out how to get rid of your butt, because that's not, how can you say you're an American if you don't think you should be able to fly the American flag however you want to? I don't, that just sickens me. I don't. And it was in Cherokee County, Georgia. If they told me that to me, I said, seriously? Because I'm flying this thing every day. And if I have to get an attorney, I'll get an attorney. I'll sue your damn homeowners association, you anti-American bigot. Because we can only fly the flag. And it can only be flied 23 days of the year. And it can only be flown at night when there's no light out. And, you know, we don't want people to know that you're flying the flag. We don't, you know, we got to be as anti-American as possible, even though we live in this country. What? I mean, how does that make sense? You live in America, but you can't fly the American flag. But I guarantee if you had an ISIS flag up there, they wouldn't do anything about it. Oh, we can't discriminate against him. He's got an ISIS flag. We got to sit there and, you know, we can't. You know, we can't hurt his feelings. Ridiculous. I don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand, and I guess that's what I'm someone that tries to understand this stuff, tries to justify it somehow. But I can't, because it makes no sense. Just like those protesters that you can convince them by saying certain things that they support what they're marching against. It makes no sense. Yeah, you know that you're against this march is against the vetting process, and they don't think that people should be vetted, and they should just, we shouldn't be able to let anyone in this country that wants to come here. And oh, well, I support vetting. Oops. But that's how it goes, folks. That's the world we live in today. That's this liberal world that thinks that the government fixes everything. The government creates everything. Don't worry. Moving on, folks. If the government creates everything like these liberals want you to believe, then wouldn't the government be responsible for Venezuela's problems, not America? I'm just saying, you know, if the government creates everything, creates jobs and all this stuff, look at what the socialist government of Venezuela is doing for their country. It's falling apart. That's what Waters World needs to do next time all these people say that, well, governments create jobs. Well, then look at how bad Venezuela is, and they're getting everything from the government. I'm on cloud nine. I have been for a while, folks. If you haven't heard by now, it's about damn time. We're the 2017 Europa League champions. Yes. Heineken commercials, get ready, because you're going to have a Manchester United banner falling down there. Only thing I'm wondering is who we're going to play in the finals in the Champions League. Or who we better be in the finals. I'm just excited to be back in the Champions League, finally. I've not been a super fan of Jose Mourinho, but no manager at United in their first year has brought any hardware to United, and Jose Mourinho has done that with in a big way with the UEFA Champions League and getting us into the Europa League and getting us into the Champions League next year. Excuse me. It's just amazing. And he's talked about, like, is this the last game with Wayne Rooney? Will we ever see him? And he hopes that he goes, if he wants to stay and things work out, I want him here. He's an integral part of the team. So I'm excited for next year already. I can't wait, because now that we're going to be in the Champions League, it's going to open up some of these players that, hey, well, you know, I don't know if I want to consider, well, hey, they're in the Champions League now. They're starting to come back. I want to help continue that success and help them go further. So it's just incredible. It's exciting to see some success with United. So I am on cloud nine. I'm like speechless right now, just because it's just so exciting to see them back. You know, they had some injuries, they had some setbacks. And to me, what I think, you know, I see some improvement. I see things getting better. You know? And I just want to quickly get into Indy 500, which who knows if it's even going to happen this weekend, because for our area, they're talking like storms Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because I think one of my friends from Florida is coming up, and I think Tammy's going to the carb day, I think. Because I think she asked me where I was, and I'm like, I'm at home. My wife's working, and I wasn't just going to drive down there. And once she gets home, we're going to go down for Saturday, for Friday night. And, you know, I'm like, I said, if I go, it's going to be, I got tickets. I'm going Sunday for the race with my wife. But I said, right now they're talking like storms Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So who knows? I think it was 2003. I think it was the year Buddy Rice won, when like right near the end of the race, like all of a sudden downpouring, tornado sirens are going off, meaning there's been one spotted, and we're like, I mean, it's like a chaos. People are running, trying to get to somewhere safe. There's not really any safe spot in the Motor Speedway. But we're running back to our cars, and tornado sirens are going off saying one's been spotted and all this, so it's going to be interesting if that happens this year. Almost reminds me of the 95 Brickyard, where it like rained like all off and on all day, and then they finally, it stopped raining, and like it finally got dry enough, and they say, okay, like we're going to start the race like right now, and like people are running back to get to their seats because they thought it wasn't going to happen. I mean, there was a Indy 500 where it started to rain again, and we said, okay, we're done. Me and my sister go to the Meijer, and they had a die-cast car of Danica Patrick's. Almost bought at Meijer. It was like $20, and we're like 70 or something at the track. And we get home, and I turn on the radio to see who won. And by the time I turn on the radio, like, okay, folks, we're about one lap away from getting underway again. And I guess they never called the race, and it went back under green, and they got like 10 more laps in, and there was probably like 30 left, and they got 10 more in, and then they called it. So it never happened. But I want a quick note, just because I totally forgot this, but I want to give a shout out to Ariana Grande, because she's actually offered to pay for all the funerals for the 22 that died in Manchester. That impressed me, because I wasn't expecting that from her. So I'm glad she stepped up and did something. That's awesome. That's not saying, you know, my prayers are with you. That's actually doing something, stepping up, and that's just awesome. Because we need more of that in this world. People stepping up and saying, okay, we're gonna provide for Meals on Wheels what the government won't. We're gonna take it over. Remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other to their sacred honors. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.